From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson stopped in Pakistan Tuesday and called on the country's leaders to do more against the Taliban and other militia groups in Pakistan.
And we have made some very specific requests of Pakistan in order for them to take action to undermine the support that the Taliban receives and other terrorist organizations receive in Pakistan.
Tillerson stressed the vital role Pakistan can play to facilitate a peace process in Afghanistan that can bring stability and security to the region. U.S. President Donald Trump met Tuesday with the majority Republicans in the Senate, hoping to advance his plans to cut taxes, even as he traded taunts with a key lawmaker, Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee. The Senate last week approved a budget that could eventually lead to $1.5 trillion in tax cuts during the coming decade that would also add to the country's debt total. Mr. Trump has called for passage of the tax legislation by the end of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Republican Party is united on taxes.
We've been looking for the opportunity to do this literally for years. We now have a president who will sign it, who believes in what we're trying to do, and we're going to concentrate on what our agenda is and not any of these other distractions that you all may be interested in.
Russia used its UN veto Tuesday to block a resolution extending the mandate of the investigators probing chemical weapons attacks in Syria. In a Security Council vote, 11 countries supported extending the mission for another year. Russia and Bolivia voted against the measure, and China and Kazakhstan abstained. U.S. stock markets ended the day up higher, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average setting a new record. This is VOA News. President Trump will allow refugee admissions to the U.S. to resume, but with new vetting measures on the horizon. It comes as the four-month ban on refugees expired on Tuesday. It had been part of Mr. Trump's executive orders that came to be known as the travel ban. The decision comes after a diplomatic and intelligence review. A local official and an analyst say residents of the Niger village where four U.S. soldiers were killed this month may have delayed the soldiers while an ambush was set up and helped to lead the victims into a deadly trap. The village chief has been arrested since the attack, lending credibility to the suspicion of local involvement. Meanwhile, at Tuesday's White House hearing, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if U.S. troops in Africa have adequate resources.
As always, the safety and security of our military is a top priority. In terms of specifics, we're going to wait until that investigation is completed. As General Dunford said yesterday, we're going to make sure that we get full and adequate answers for not just the American people, but for the families of those that were lost.
Kenya's Supreme Court will hear last-minute arguments that Thursday's presidential election should be postponed because a free and fair vote cannot be guaranteed. The top court annulled the August 8th election over irregularities. Opposition leader Raila Odinga withdrew from the new election after challenging the first one in court. He is calling on supporters to boycott the vote while seeking electoral reforms. Late Tuesday, the police driver of the Supreme Court's Deputy Chief Justice was shot and seriously wounded after being assaulted by two men who arrived on a motorbike. The motive for the attack was unclear. A German shipping company says pirates raided one of its vessels off the coast of Nigeria and took six crew members hostage. The Liberian-flagged container ship was attacked early Saturday morning before entering a Nigerian port. A spokesman for the shipping company says the attackers boarded the ship, seized the hostages, and fled with them. He says the remaining crew was able to guide the ship to safer waters. He described the crew members as being from Eastern Europe and Asia, but wouldn't give more details for privacy reasons. The majority of pirate attacks in waters off West Africa takes place off Nigeria's coast. Taking a look again at our top stories, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Pakistan and is calling on the country's leaders to do more against the Taliban and other militia groups in Pakistan. And also, Kenya's Supreme Court will hear last-minute arguments on Wednesday that Thursday's presidential election should be postponed because a free and fair vote cannot be guaranteed. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.